We end up Samach Vov Amad Aleph. We had learned last night that there was a shaila. What halacha does Tzchiras Me'akum have? If a goy came in Shabbos and so automatically the Erev that was made, Erev Shabbos becomes bottle, could you be soicher from the goy in Shabbos his reshus? And then be mevatel the reshus, since the Erev became bottle, the bnei hachotel after be mevatel the reshus to a yochid. The shaila was, does schiris help in Shabbos? Is schiris equivalent to bittel? Just like one is, can be mevatel as reshus in Shabbos, one can be soicher from a akum in Shabbos. Or is schiris equivalent to hilchis Erev, and the matir of Erev only helps Erev Shabbos. So the maskonas ha-gemara was that the shaila was asked to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan said, Yofe asisem shesechaltem. That verkehrt, schiris helps in Shabbos, one can be soicher the reshus of a akum in Shabbos. Tohu bo nerdoi. So the nerdoi wondered on this psak of Rabbi Yochanan. Umiyoma Rabbi Yochanan hochi. Could Rabbi Yochanan say that schiris does not have hilchis eirif, and you can be soicher from a akum his reshus in Shabbos? Va'omar Rabbi Yochanan soicher kema'arev domi. Rabbi Yochanan himself said that soicher schiris meyakum has hilchis eirif. So he said, close. So my love, he made a blank statement. My love, ma ma'arev mi ba'oidyoim. Just like a ruvi chatzeres, it has to be made mi ba'oidyoim in order to help. Av soicher mi ba'oidyoim. So schiris also only helps if it was done mi ba'oidyoim. But if it was done in Shabbos, it won't help. So the Gemara says, loy. No, that's not pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, soicher ke ma'arev, not that soicher has the chumres of ma'arev, no, soicher has the coolest of ma'arev, which are, ma ma'arev, just like when one makes a ruvi chatzeres. Vafilo bepoches misho veprute, so there, a monetary value doesn't spiel a role. The ikar is, you need pas. You don't need shabbos. So ma ma'arev avilo poches misho veprute, av soicher bepoches misho veprute. Schiris, which is a monetary transaction, af al pikein, it has the coolest of ma'arev. You don't need a shove prute. Uma ma'arev afilo schira yolekitoi. Av soicher afilo schira yolekitoi. What does he Rashi? Loi. Ma ma'arev afilo bepoches misho veprute. So Rashi says, the memre of Rabbi Yochanan that said, soicher ke ma'arev delekula akshino Rabbi Yochanan, v'loi lechumre. That what Rabbi Yochanan said, that schiris has hilchis ma'arev, means that has the kulis of ma'arev. The chol be'erevin lahokl. So lechere, Rashi had a kash over here. I mean, how could the Gemara say that Rabbi Yochanan said a blank statement. He said, soicher ke ma'arev. No, he said such a statement and didn't specify lechumre or lekule, so it would mean, Poshet, listening to such a statement, it means in all halachas, bein lekule, bein lechumre, soicher ke ma'arev. That kashat Rashi gehalt. How can you say Rabbi Yochanan is only speaking about specific cases? The soicher is the coolest of ma'arev. I mean, he said stam. So Rashi says, the chol be'erevin lahokl. That there's a klal in hilchis erevin, if a memre is said, and you can teach it lekula or lechumre, so there's a klal kol be'erevin lahokl. So it wasn't necessary for Rabbi Yochanan to explain what he's speaking about. It's understood from zich alein, soiche ke ma'arev, kol be'erevin lahokl. Av Tuv Yahama was ma'ore, l'chore, afilo, we assume there's such a klal, that kol ra'elev in l'hokl, we hear Tosfos before Daf Samech Amud Beis that Tosfos says that Halacha Kedivrei Hamekel Be'erev. So Tosfos says Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold this klal. I'm sure Ibn Levi holds this klal, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold this klal. So Lachayre, this whole musig of Yigola Hokel Be'erevin is not Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Tosfos says doesn't hold Halacha Kedivrei Hamekel Be'erev. So this little modner though, that what Rashi says, the whole Be'erev in Lahokel. And perhaps we could say Rabbi Kevega wants to be Chaylik on Tosfos. He wants to say Rabbi Yochanan also holds the din as a Lachi Gidr Hamekel Be'erev, and he wants to be Seiser the Rai of Tosfos. So it could be Rashi also holds like Rabbi Kevega. That would be perhaps a Shtikol Eitzah had to raise a Chais from this Kashi. Or unless he wanted to say, it could be there's a chilek between halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev, which Rabbi Yochanan does not hold, or kol be'erev in lahokel. If you say a statement, there's a difference between what is a machlokes lahalacha, then there's no such klal we paskin like the mekel. There are two days. But there's another klal, and my morim that I said, there's a klal kol be'erev in lahokel. One has no shaykhis with the other. Al-Kaponim, so the first kula was just like by Ma'arev, a pochus mishova pruta is good, so by Schiris also a pochus mishova pruta is good. Uma Ma'arev, afilu schiroi ulekitoi denochi im Yisraelu, kedi oma la'el noisein eiruvoi vedayoi. Afsoicher, afschiroi ulekitoi denochi im nochi hu maske reshus adoinov l'diyure yachotza. So let us explain what Rashi is saying over here. So Machlekes HaRishonim Atalam Shat in the Gemara, but let us develop Mazbo Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi is that the halacha is that if a guy has a socher v'lokit that is working for him and he has access to his reshus, so the halacha is that one is able to be, to, he doesn't have to handle with the goy, he can handle with the socher v'lokit. The transaction can be done with the socher v'lokit. What transaction is done with the socher v'lokit? So Shitas Rashi is, it matters what religion the socher v'lokit is. If the socher v'lokit is a yid, so then we make a transaction which works with yidin. That means when Yidin live in a chotzer, so in order to be matter tiltal in the chotzer, we make Yeruvi Chatzeret. So if the socher v'lokit of the goy is a Yid, so then the matira Yisrael are used to be matter the reshus ha'akov. If the socher v'lokit of the goy is a goy, so memele he doesn't have Matirei, he doesn't have the matir of Erev, but there's no heter of Erev by a goy. The socher v'lokit is also a goy. So then we use matirei tiltul that are used by a goy. So we're socher from the goy. That is what Rashi says. Ma ma'arev afilu schirei lekitoi denochi, the socher v'lokit of anochi im Yisraelu. If the socher v'lokit of anochi is a yid, so me'mele, so you can make an Erev, just like you can make an Erev if the socher v'lokit is a yid. Af socher. So if the socher v'lokit is a goy, so memele, he can be masker reshus adoinov l'diyure yachotza. It would seem that the first halacha is more poshit, and the second halacha is more mechudishtik. That's pshat as soicher ke ma'arev. That means ma'arev is poshet. Soicher is also, you could be soicher from the socher v'lokit if the socher v'lokit is a goy. Why is ma'arev more poshet than soicher? Tachsach meir, lefi pshutai, later we'll see in Tosfos afshir different svaros, but lefi pshutai, we have to understand this halacha. The halacha is that if they have a guy has a bias in a chotzer. In this bias, asr, tiltul in the chotzer. Chazal said the only way you could be matter is by being seicher the rishus that the guy has in the chotzer, you can be seicher that rishus from him. If the guy has a socher v'lokit, all of a sudden, we're not seicher the rishus from the guy, we make Yerubi chatzeres with the Yiddish socher v'lokit. What is the lomdus? I mean, we have a guy shebayis in the chotzer, and you make Yerubi chatzeres with the socher v'lokit. So l'chayre, the chiddush of socher v'lokit by a yid al kaponim is that since the socher v'lokit has schusay dire also, so we consider that he's the real bailam, he's the real dor in this bayis. Because we have a svore, the Rashba mentions the svore, we have a svore diras akum loish modira. So if you have some sort of competition, you have two people living in this bayis, you have the goy, which the bayis belongs to him, and we have the socher v'lokit that has chusay dire in the bayis. So we say, since diras akum loishmo dira, so the ikir dor, we assume, is the socher v'lokit. So the socher v'lokit is the dor of this bayis. Now if he's the dor, so just like with all other dairei achotzer, in order to be matter tiltul, we make a rubi chatzeres. So since we consider him that he's the ikir dor, that's the kula of socher v'lokit, so we'll make with him a rubi chatzeres. So this halacha is not too difficult to understand. What is when you have a socher v'lokit that is a goy? So then this whole musig to make the socher v'lokit the ikir dor, if you say diras akum loishma dire, so the dir of the socher v'lokit is ikir loishma dire. So to make him the ikir dor, tachnish kaim pshat. So our kochach, the halacha was that this socher v'lokit is a bailim to be maskir the rishus of the goy. That means, see, he's like a shliach of the goy, and he can be maskir, he's not the ikir do, no, the chazal gave him koyach to be maskir, the rishus of the goy. So this lechayr, that's why Rashi says, im nochi hu maskir rishus adoinov, that they gave him a koyach that he could be maskir the rishus that doesn't belong to him, that belongs to the other. So lechayr, this is not so poshut. So therefore, That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, soicher kema'arev. That when you're soicher from a goyish soicher v'lokit of a goy, it's also good. Just like you could be me'arev with a yiddish soicher v'lokit from a goy. But that's how Rashi learns pshat. Let us go further. So that's the second kula that Rabbi Yochanan said. Uma ma'arev. Umah ma'arev chamisha sheshruyin bechotzer achas echad ma'arev al yedei kulam. Just like by ma'arev in Hilchos Eiruv Chatzeres, if you have five people living in one chotzer, echad ma'arev al yedei kulam, soicher nami chamisha sheshruyin bechotzer achas echad soicher al yedei kulam. Let us see what this means. Echot ma'arev al yedei kulon. Let us look in the Perish Chai for 1 minute to see the case that we are speaking about. Page 138, the top picture, which is picture 7. We have over here two chatzeres. And in the chatzer on the right side, we had five people that were dor in this chatzer. And these five people made between themselves a Ruve Chatzeres. So for Kertz, it's considered like the old door in one bias. So it's all one big rishus. Now, one person of, now they want, this Chotzer wants to be Ma'areh with the left-hand Chotzer. So the Chiddush is over here that one of these five people can take his own pass. He's not taking the pass of all the Bnei HaChotzer. He's taking his path alone. That's what Rashi says on Daf Mem Tesamid Beis. Echod mehem mahalach al yedei kulon bishvil kulon vafilu noson hu levadoi pas achas bishvilon. That means he'll take his path and he's going to put his path into the next chotzer, and we'll consider that all the Bnei HaChotzer of the right side are living in the Chotzer on the left side. That is the Chiddush, which is a Gewaldike Chiddush Be'etzem, because Lamaisa, all the Bnei HaChotzer did not put their pass into the second Chotzer. Now, the longest is, since they are all united in their own Chotzer, so whatever one gives is considered like all are giving. So that is this chiddush. Echad ma'arev al yedei kulam. Keep going. Beis chatzeres. U pesach beinayim. And there's a pesach between both chatzeres. U bo la'arev zu im zu. Now the chatz on the right side wants to be ma'arev with the chatz on the left side. Moilech eruve shel zu. L'seich shel zu. So one of the bnei achotze can take his Erev and put it into the other Chotzer. Vaveshliach lechaveirav. This considered like they all are dor in the second Chotzer. Kedesanya by Pirke, Chamisha Shagobu Eseirubam, Shemelichen Oisoi Lemokim Acher Echad Moilech Ayidei Kulon means Bishvil Kulon. So his Anoche, his pass helps for all of them. Now, so the Gemara says, that's a halacha in Eruvei Chatzeres, that Echad Moilech Al Yedei Kulam. So who had been by Schiris from a Goyim? Chamisha Yisroel Sheshruyim Im Hanochi Bechotzer Achaz. You have five Yidin and one Goy, and you have to be Soicha, the Rishus from the Goy. Echad Mem Soicha Min Hanochi Bishvil Kulam. Echad is Soicha Bishvil Kulam. L'chayre, you have to understand what is the chiddush over here. L'chayre, here's no chiddush. I give the guy a poches mishava prute, and I tell the guy, listen, I want to be soicha for all of us. So that's not a kula. That's poshet. I mean, midin evet knana. You could purchase a right for with your money. Can purchase a right for many people, for other people also. What is the chiddush over here? So that's the mer the chiddush echad tzeicher bishvil kulam is that he doesn't tell the goy that he's doing it for everyone. You know, we are five neighbors of yours and we have a problem and we'd like to rent from you your rights in the chotzer, and between you and me it could be this goy has a fight with one of the other yidden. So betach nishtoigen. So he just comes over to the goy. And he tells the guy, listen, I'd like to rent your rights from the chotzer. I'd like to rent your rights. Eroten zinin for alle Yidin. But he doesn't tell this to the guy. He's doing it bishvil kulam, but he doesn't tell this to the guy. And that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that it helps for all of them, even though the maisa, the ceremony, was only done from one of the dairei hachotzer. It helps bishvil kulam, afilu without the das of the guy. And perhaps we could be mamtik the chiddush of the halacha as follows. The Rambam, Perik Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, from Hilchus Erevin, when he explains the din schirus from a goy, so the Rambam says a vote as follows. Shaha schirus kibitul harishus. He says it's really not a psa schirus, the whole thing is only a psa ceremony. It's not a real schirus. It helps pachas mishava prutem, ischirah lekita. It's not a real schirus. So the Rambam says, so this schirus is equivalent to a bitul rishus. That's what it is. We had before on daf chavova mit beis, what happens if you have five people living in a chotzer, and the sixth person was not ma'arev, and he has to now be mevatel his rishus. So the Gemara says on daf chavova mit beis, kshu mevatel rishusoi, Tzarech levato lechol echad ve'echad by bitul rishus. You have to say all pisgam. I'm a vatal to Reuven, I'm a vatal to Shimon, I'm a vatal to Levi. Whoever is in the chotzer, he has to say I'm a vatal my rishus to all of them. So memele shteitach do amoyre de kechidish do. That even though I'm soiche from the goy nechedach nish wegen the other four daire yachotz, I'm renting from you your rishus and the goy is masking party. So it helps since I'm doing it in yisod. For all of them, so ich darf nicht sagen the guy wegen all of them, and verkehrt, it's easier than bitul rishus, and the guy handelt mit mir, and he rents it to mir, and it helps for all of them. That is the kula, the echot soicher al yedei kula. Zog die Gemara weiter. So, Mamele, so we have here a psak of Rabbi Yochanan that you could be Seicher from Ma'akum and Shabbos, and we'll see, and as we mentioned before, you're Seicher from the Goy, and then since when the Goy comes on Shabbos, the Erev that was made, Erev Shabbos becomes Bottle, so you're Mevatel the Rishus, you're Mevatel the Rishus in Shabbos. Zukte Gemara weiter, Toi bo Rabbeloza. Rabbi Lozor hat sich sehr gewundert in this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan. Toi bo Rabbi Lozor, bo ho milse da amoron la el, she soche min anochi, that we said before that the story was that they had made an Erev Shabbos, the Goy came in Shabbos, when the Goy came in Shabbos, so Taisvis says, so the Erev automatically became bottle. And so then they were soicher from the Goy in Shabbos, and but he didn't have an Erev, so they all were mabatel their reshus to one of the Bnei Achotz. That was the psak. Toibo Rabbeloza boho milse da moron lael. This whole eitze, shesoche min anochi vachakach bitloi, so he was ma'ayin in this halochem. So not gestimmt as I got. V'toi loshen meriach. He sniffed it. K'moi bastia, the meseches avaydezore, there's an oif and now you can smell wine. Kloima, what does it mean? He sniffed this halacha. Ma'ayin u'mechashev l'das taime shodobo. To understand it, klar, this halacha. It wasn't so posh. Toi bo Rabbi Loza. Omer Rabbi Zeire, maite hiye de Rabbi Loza. What's a psazoi? Rabbi Yechim zut as alche greise sachen. Rabbi Lozor is a psazoi ma'ayin, a mechashe, vish yogurt, nishkot. Er zut doch nish as alche greise chedushe. Oma Rav Sheishis, kavro rabbe ke Rab Zeire, lo yoda maitie de Rabbi Lezer. You don't understand what's bothering Rabbi Lezer? Kokashe lai de shmul rabbe. Rabbi Lozor is a meir de kekashe. The Rebbe of Rabbi Lozor is Shmuel, and Shmuel said a memre, and L'chayre Shmuel does not agree with the psak of Rabbi Yechon. What did Shmuel say? The Omar Shmuel, Kol mokaim she'oisrin u'ma'arvin, if you have a mokim, if you have a chotza, that without a neiriv, one will aser on the other. And there's an eitzah to be ma'arev, you could be ma'arev, so it's oisrin u'ma'arvim, it has a heter of eruvei chatzeres. Then this chotzer is a mevatlin, this chotzer is a heter of bittul also. Ma'arvin ve'ein oisrin, but if you have your chotzer, you have a tzir, we'll see the tzirim soon. Ma'arvin, that it's possible to be ma'arev, let's say two chatzeres, but ve'ein oisrin. If you wouldn't make the eruv, they wouldn't aser. So the bittul is not coming to be matter something. That means it wouldn't be. That means that each chotzer would not be also a filler without the bittul. You want to gain a new heter with the bittul. We'll see the case later. It's ma'arvin. You could be ma'arev, aber vein oisrin. If you're not ma'arev, the status quo would not be also. Or oisrin vein ma'arvin. Or you have a case that it's oisrin. It doesn't have a heter of eruvei chatzeres. You don't have a heter of eruvei chatzeres when it's oisrin. So in these cases where it's not oisrin or it's not ma'arvin, ain't mevatle. So you're not mevatle. That is the memre of Shmuel. Shmuel said that the whole din of bittul reshus only applies in a mokaim that you have this combination, it's oisrin and ma'arvin. But if it's oisrin vein ma'arvin, ma'arvin vein oisrin, there's no din bittul. Now the Gemara is going to explain what are these three cases. Kol mokaim she'oisrin u'ma'arvin mevatlin. Look, the Gemara kigoin beis chatzeres zu lifnim mizu. So let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, kol mokim she'oisrin ze al ze b'loy erev. That one assels on the other without an erev. That's Oyre. They wouldn't make an Erev, it'll be Yosa. Vim hoyu reitzim la'arev, and if they wanted to be ma'arev, yechaylum la'arev. So then the din is mevatle. Im shokhu v'loy irvu, what happens if they were not ma'arev? Mevatle reshusun lechad mehem. Vavikulei chotzer didei. So then after the bittul we consider everyone is mevatle their reshu, so this chotzer belongs to one person. They can't take out from their batim to the chotzer, because then it's like the tzrik marzik in the chotzer. But, only he can take out from his bayis to the chotzer. So then bittul helps. Now what's the, so this is a posha, so it seems Rashi learned, that's on the kol mokim. There's a mokim shayisrin no ma'arvin mevatlim, then there's a kol mokim shayisrin ma'arvin mevatlim. So mokim shayisrin ma'arvin is a poshet the case. He says, you have a chotzer with, let's say with three people living in the chotzer and one forgot to be ma'arv. So memela since, or two people, bekitzer, so this chotzer, you have two batim in the chotzer. And like this without Erev, the one asses on the other, and with an Erev, they could be matter. So Memele, so if they weren't Ma'arev, they could be Mevatel, one Mevatel's reshus to the other. But that's the Stamazate here. Mokim Sha'iskan Amalim. Kol Mokim Lasuye, what's the Kol Mokim? Lasuye Shtei Chatzeres Zu Lifnim Mizu. We're talking about Shtei Chatzeres Zu Lifnim Mizu. We had a case before. Now here we have the case 8 on page 138. We have Shtei Chatzeres Zu Lifnim Mizu. We have a Chotz Pnimis and a Chotz Chitzaynis. And the Chotz Pnimis has Drisus HaRegel on the Chotz Chitzaynis. Homokim lasli yishtei chatzere zulef nimizun. Veheche deloy irve pnimis la'atzma. If the pnimis was not ma'arev between itself. Osra achitzoino. So then the pnimis will, and the pnimis has drisus aregel through the chitzoino. The only way the pnimis can get out of its chotzer is to go through the chitzoino into the mobile. So the heche deloy irve pnimis la'atzma. So the pnimis was not ma'arev between themselves. Oscho achitzoino, so then the pnimius asos and the chitzoino. Afilu le rabbonon de pligi elei de rabbi kiva. Afilu de rabbonu achilek rabbi kiva. Moidu de moidem de regel ho eiseres bimkaimo eiseres shalai bimkaimo. If bimkaimo de osso le talto, so if they have now drisus ha regel, in the chitzayna, so they'll asa, their drisus aregel, asas the tiltal in the chitzayna. Kigayin bechitzayna, what's the shaloi bimkayim? Kigayin bechitzayna, mishum drisus aregel sheyesh lo alayam. Bimrotzisa la'arev imo. Now, if, so here we have the oisren. He says, so the chotzer apnimi, with its drisus aregel, is oiser and the chitzayna. What would have been if the Pnimi would want to be Ma'arev with the Chitzoyna? Ma'arev. It's possible to make an Eret. V'im shokru v'loy irvu is mevatlim b'nei Pnimis reshuson l'bnei Chitzoyna. So they're mevatl their reshus. What's that their reshus? Oysoy drises haregel sheyesh li'aleo. The schus drises haregel that the pnimi his has on the chitzoyna, so since it's, this combination is oisrin, u'me'arvin, so it's mevatlin. That's the first case where bittul helps. What is the second case? Ma'arvin ve'ein oisrin, ein mevatlin. What if you have a case that it's possible to make an eriv, ve'ein oisrin, then it's ein mevatlin. Kigoin. Beis chatzeres u'pesach echot b'neim. So let us see picture 9 and 138. So you have two chatzeres, and there's a pesach echot b'neim.
Each one can go out there. There's no pnimi in chitzay. Each one has a besondere mokim to go out to the movi or reshus harabim. I don't have to be go to the other chatzah. And we have here two chatzayim. So let us see Rashi. Shtei chatzayres psuches lemovoi oy reshus harabim. So that means one doesn't have to go through the other in order to get out. Upesach beinayim, and there's a pesach beinayim. Ma'alvin im roitzim. So Mamele, since there's only a Pesach b'neim, so it's not Poretz b'miluah l'rshus ha'asolo, so without any Erev, one does not bother the other. The each chotzer is mutal l'taltal b'kulo. One doesn't ask for the other. But if they want to be metaltal from one chotzer to the other chotzer, then they have to be ma'arev. Psucha ishteiche tzeiches psucha is l'movoy oy l'rshus ha'ram. Upesach b'neim, ma'arvin im roitzim. So if they want, they could be ma'arev. V'im loy irvu zu im zu. But what if they want ma'arev? Zu muteres latzmo, v'zu muteres latzmo. That means that one chotzer does not ask the other chotzer. But through an erev, they would have had a schusay tiltul in the other chotzer. They could take it from their house to the other chotzer. Is a mevatlin im utzrichu letalto mizu lezu ein mevatlin rishus shel zu lezu loy tikun rabonon bitul rishus ala heche da osri alayu. It would seem the svar is eistis that if I'm an oyser, so Chazal gave a tikun of bitul. But here, I'm not asking Garinka, you want to gain access to my reshus. That's called a menoisa. You want to gain access to my reshus. So Mamel, you want I should be mevatel my reshus to you. So there, they weren't mesak and hilchas bittel. If there's no oisrin, there's no mevatel. That's the second member of Shmuel. What is the third member of Shmuel? Oisrin ve'ein ma'arvin. What happens if you can't, it's a chotzer that is not roi la'irev, but it's oisrin. So then there's a din, if it's not roi la'irev, it's not roi la'bittel. Right? Chazal did not give the din bittel to a chotzer that does not have the heter erev. La'asu yemai. So what is this third case talking about? My love, la'asu yeinochi. It's coming to tell us that if you had a nochri, some emele, you can't be mevatel. V'ida osami esmael, if the goy was around. Erev Shabbos, so why is that called ein ma'alvin? Loiger me esmael. So let's be seicha from the goy, his reshus, and we'll be ma'arev. So that wouldn't be considered ein ma'arvin. You could be ma'arev me esmael. So it's oisrin or ma'arvin, so it should be mevatlin. Elalav da osa b'shabbat. It's speaking about that the goy came in Shabbos. So memel of the goy came in Shabbos, so now it's a matzav of ein ma'arvin. In Shabbos you can't make an erev. It's a mokim that is a lav bar erev. Okay, so memel about the goy asels. So this is oisrin ve'ein ma'arvin. Ve'ektoni oisrin, ve'ein ma'alvin, ein mevatlin. So shteitach do, such a chotzer. If there's no heter of eruvi chatzeres, there's no heter of bitul rishus. Shma mino, sememele zaraye, that Shmuel is choylik on Rabbi Yochanan. Heis Rabbi Yochanan said, if the goy came in Shabbos, so you're soiche the rishus from the goy, and then ye mevatl, the reshuyos of the daire achotza to one person. Shmuel said, kol mokeim she'oisrin ve'im ma'arvin, ein mevatlin. A chotza that's not roi le'eruvi chatzeres, not roi to a heter, ve'eruvi chatzeres is not roi to a heter of bitul either. So maybe that's what Rabbi Lozor said, that Rabbi Yochanan's psak is not, does not stim according to Shmuel, doesn't stim with Shmuel. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, lav lasu yeinochi, shedor im shnei Yisraelim b'chotza, sheoisrin oison shnei Yisraelim zel zel. that the Yisrael ma'asa one on the other. Ve'ein yecholim la'arev b'shvil anochi. Become rinen da'im evatl. Now what is the case? V'yosa anochi me'esmoil. If the guy came, if the guy was around Erev Shabbos, amai korluhu oisrin ve'ein ma'arvin. Why is this called amokim that's not roi la'arev? Ha'motzi le'iruvi ve'lemega. You could make an Erev and be soicha the rishus from the guy. So that wouldn't be called Oisrin Ve'ein Ma'av. Elo lav the osa b'shabbat, that the guy came in Shabbos. And then the guy comes in Shabbos, so now you can make an Erev. Alma bitl rishus loitikun alaheicha de chazi le'iruvi me'esmel. If it wasn't chazi le'iruvi me'esmel, because the guy wasn't around, so me'mele, there's no din bitl rishus. So that was the toibo Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Yechon. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis, Yafe Asisem Shesacharte. This is the memra of Rabbi Yechonin. As Rabbi Yechonin said that when the guy came in Shabbos, even though the Erev became bottle, but they can, as this now be Seicher Rishus from the guy, and be mevatel their issues to one of the Dairi Achotz, and then it will be permitted to be metalt. Rabbeinu Chananel Posek Rabbi Yechonin. Rabbeinu Chananel Paskins Rabbi Yechonin. Af al gav de Shmuel Pol Galei Besomach, even though Shmuel is Chaylik Rabbi Yechonin, de Kosovar de Cholmokoim, Sha'oisrin ve'ein ma'arvin ein mevatlin. So we have here a machleike is Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel. The bechol duchte kaim along Rabbi Yochanan legabi Shmuel. Number one, we paskin Rabbi Yochanan legabi Shmuel. And number two, chedivrei amekel beirev. Period. That's the psak of Rabbeinu Chananel. Ve'oimari, the lekamon bepirkin dayek bereise kishmuel. Zukteri, from the Gemara weiter, there's a bereise that seems to hold like Shmuel, that we say this klal, the kol mokim, she'oisrin ve'ein ma'arvin, is ein mevatlin. The sanya, we learned in the bereise as follows. Kol shenesa le'miktza Shabbos. If they were also to be metautal miktza Shabbos, nesa le'chol ha'Shabbos kulo. Kigoyin. So this is one case, and this is Zeha Klau. This is Zeha Klau, Kol Shanesa Lamiksa Shabbos Nesa Lachala Shabbos Kula. So first we have to say what the case of Kol Shanesa, and then we'll see the case of what the Zeha Klau is. So Kol Shanesa Lamiksa Shabbos Nesa Lachala Shabbos Kula, Kigoyin. Shnei Botim Bishnei Tzidei Rishus Arab. Yeah, two Botim Bishnei Tzidei Rishus Arab. Vehi Kifum Vikifum Nochem. And in the middle of let us see, picture 14 on page 139. So we have over here, you have two bottom. So the middle house is before the Goyim, this defense company came in Shabbos. So the beginning of Shabbos, they couldn't make an Erev, these two batim, because there was a Rishus HaRabim b'neim. So it was impossible to be ma'arev. In the middle of Shabbos, the defense company came, and they were makif, these two batim. So now these two batim becomes a chotzer, and so in Hilchus Rishus HaYochid, it's a Rishus HaYochid now. But you have a problem, so you have two batim and one chotzer, but they didn't make an Erev Erev Shabbos. They couldn't make an Erev Erev Shabbos. So now it's Oisrin, and it was Ein Ma'arvin. So Ein Mevatlin. So that's L'Erev Shabbos. So now they can't carry in Shabbos. One can't be Mevatl, their issues to the other. Kol Shenesa L'Mitzvah Shabbos, Nesa L'Chol HaShabbos. Kulon K'goyin Shnei Botim V'Shnei Tzid Rishus Arab. V'Kifum Nochim Mechitze B'Shabbos. That's one case. Zeh haklal laasuye. Then there's a zeh haklal kol shenesa lemitzvah Shabbos. Laasuye meis nochi b'Shabbos. What happened that they were not ma'arev erev Shabbos, and the goy dies in Shabbos? They ain't mevatle. So good. They didn't have an erev. Now the goy died in Shabbos. The aim of Atla. Ola kamon, besoif schmeiten omrine, the meis nochi b'Shabbos, if the goy dies b'Shabbos, ali b'demand the yomra soichem, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan holds, in Shabbos you're allowed to be soicher and mevatel. Loiti boy loch, hash the tarti of dinin, chodemi boy. Madoch, in Shabbos you could make two pulas. You could be soicher and mevatel. So if the goy died, so we don't need any schiras, we only need bitl, about the gebissel be good. So al kaponim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if a goy dies in Shabbos, the halacha is, you're allowed to be mevatel in Shabbos. And here the Baraisa says, Zaklala suye meis nochi b'Shabbos tayim mevatel. Shema mino aloi mituk me'ahi Baraisa ke Rabbi Yochanan. Toma soichem. So Mamel, that's the Riz Kasha and Rabbi Nechananel. Rabbi Nechananel, Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, Aloch Dibre Meikul, and Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel, Aloch Rabbi Yochanan. That is a Baraisa, but Zweis Tosvi Shmuel. V'doichik loim edelasu yemeis nochi b'Shabbos ayri deloi bitlu. Maybe the Baraisa is saying something else. That the goy died b'Shabbos. And they won the battle. Gloy mishterik shemeis anochi apopi sheirbo me'erev Shabbos. We'll say that that's Pshat the Baraisa. They made an Erev Erev Shabbos. Now, later the Erev didn't help because there was a goy there. And now the goy died. So I would think that now it should be retroactive and the Erev should start working because the goy is dead now. Kaponim should help me kanola habe. So that's what the Baraisa is telling me. The Baraisa is telling me that the Erev, since it never started, it never was chal, since a guy was there, so the Erev is not chal, ayidei misis ha'akum. But if you'll be mevatel, bittel will help. Avo bittel mahani. So Taisi says, that's napshat in the barais. Shrei kifom nochi mechitza ayref alidei bittel. Because there's a zeh klal, and there's the first case. Ko, shenesa. So the case of ikifom nochi, mezicha speaking about with bittel, kedamrinim besoiv shmaite, dei mevatlin, bedum yedochi kom, alasu yemeis nochi b'shabes, so Memele, so the Baraisa says klo not like Rabbi Yochanan. So you have a Baraisa not like Rabbi Yochanan. Vafilu im timtza loimer she Rabbi Yochanan ho yamamet zeh haklal the Baraisa lasuye milsachite. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan had a different mahalach in the Baraisa, not the way the Gemara says pshat the zeh haklal. So Memele, so we won't have a stira to Rabbi Yochanan. Abo mikomo kemi did not get stomed da ashas ochi, but the Gemara explained the Baraisa that meis anochi b'Shabbos shma mino da ochi yulchese. So that's the Riz Kashe on the Rabbi Nechananu. We have a stam Baraisa not like Rabbi Yochanan. Yofe asisem shesachartem. Rabbi Yochanan told them it was good that you were soicha in Shabbos. Asis, the Gemara had a shayla. The Gemara had a shayla if schiris helps in Shabbos. The schiris have hilchus erev that it has to be taken care of erev Shabbos. Or schiris have hilchus bittel. And the Gemara says schiris has hilchus bittel and it helps in Shabbos. So now Taisvus has a shayla, but that's Ugabi the Dion if it helps. But now Taisvus had a frum shayla. How is one permitted to be seicher in Shabbos? Leidomi lemekech umemke leosar b'Shabbos. Because you're making a transaction with the goy, so pshat and toisvus is, I saw in the Shara Melech that toisvus asked the kasha, how is one permitted to be soicha from a goy in Shabbos? You're making a transaction. You're purchasing the reshus that the goy has in the chotzer, you're purchasing it. That's mekech hamemka. That's Taisvus kasha. So let's skip the three words. So Taisvus says, she'noisen ela lahata tiltu. So what's Taisvus teretz? So Taisvus teretz is that I'm really not purchasing anything. There's really no transaction over here. I'm just acquiring a heta tiltu. That means, really, you go over to the guy, and the guy's going to start getting serious. Listen, you want to purchase my reshus in the chotzer? What's going to be? I mean, I'm lost. I can't do anything in the chotzer. He said, no, it's only a religious ceremony. Don't worry about it. Skolnish, what, we should be able to be carried. You're not losing anything. So Mimele, so that means we're just making a formality that looks like a transaction, but there's no transaction in actuality that is occurring. So Mimele, there's no Isser of Mekachememke. Mekachememke is when there's a monetary transaction, which I'm acquiring what you possess. Before it belonged to you, now it belongs to me. So Memele, so there's a transaction, and Memele, that Chazal asa to do in Shabbos. But here, theoretically, there's no transaction. It's only a truket, maybe it's a put. into the category of Mekach HaMemkin. But now Tosis had a different shaila. Fine. Good. So there's no Mekach HaMemkin. I'm not acquiring something from the Goy. I'm not acquiring Choshen Mishpat. I'm getting Heterim in the Erechayim. Fine. But you're giving a matone. Oh, but what you're giving to the Goy, you're giving a matone. This is whatever you give to the Goy. So you're taking something that belongs to you and you're giving this to the Goy. So memele, this kann man doch nicht wegmachen. The Goy is gonna keep it now. Whatever you gave to the Goy, you gave the Goy a cookie that's a pochus mishava pruta, but this is the Goy. So you gave a matone in Shabbos. So memele, how is this permissible? That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos says, do I have ela kematone balma? So Tosfos says that, since there's no transaction occurring, do I have ela kematone? This is a matone. So what the only transaction that is being done is the chelik that the yid is giving to the goy. But what the yid is receiving from the goy, there's no transaction whatsoever. So now, other achayinim migaraya from Tosfos, no, but it's a matone. So how are you allowed to give a matone? So others bring a raya that you're allowed to give a matone. And, as we mentioned yesterday, others say, let's say, Shabbos is mutar a matone. And the Shara Melech wants to say that the Tosfos really means a matone is also. Ah, if a matone is also, so how are you allowed to do this? Look, the Shara Melech, the loichoshiv matone, the lahanosoi shall Yisroel mechaven lahateloi tiltu. That's not called, I want to give something. But by me giving him the cookie, it's not pshat, I want to give him a maton. I want to get a heta tiltu. So memele, so it's not even a real maton. That's how the Shara Melech wants to learn pshat in Tosfos. Others bring a raya from this Tosfos that maton is mutter. Others bring a raya that maton is mutter in Shabbos. The Shara Melech wants to say, it's even less than a matone. Sheinoisin, the Havel ke matone, Baum Sheinoisin alatel tiltul. So since I'm doing it for my benefit, it doesn't even have a teres matone. Ma'arev afilu schiroi ulekitoi. So the one of the halachis that we derive from Rabbi Yechonon's memory was, that's socher ke ma'arev, just like ma'arev afilu schira lekita. Perish ke da'amar shmuel afilu schira ulekita shal nochi nois neiruvei v'dayoi. So Tosfos learns like Rashi that's speaking about, that you have a Yiddish socher v'loket of a goy. So he can be matter the rishus of the goy with an erev v'dayoy, that's sufficient. So adin, if you have a goy yishesachev v'loki from the goy, he can be masker the rishus ha-goy through this sachev v'loki. Period. Vim toima, the hoch alibe the Rav Yechonon kaim. He says, we are saying the memre of soiche kema'arev was a memre of Rav Yechonon. Let us see what Rabbi Yechonon holds and what Rabbi Yechonon Taka holds by this did. Ubi Rishalmi Mashme, the less layla Rabbi Yechonon Haisvore. Rabbi Yechonon does not hold this din. That Ma Ma'arev, that this Chiddush din, that if you have a Yiddish Socher V'loket, he can be Ma'arev, and the guy doesn't have to do anything. The Chotze becomes Mutter through the Erev of the Socher V'loket. That's how he's saying Pshat. Aber ihr schau mir mach mit der Lesser Rabbi Yechonon Haisvor. Der Kama Rabbi Yechonon Hosso. Yisrael v'nochi shayedorim bebayisach. Yeva Yisrael v'nochi, we're living in one house. Tzorech Yisrael levatel, v'hanochi lahaskel. So the Vayel, the Tais Tzorosh puts in one nekude, Tzorech Yisrael levatel oy la'aref. We'll talk about this bit later. V'hanochi lahaskel. That, so if you have two living in one house, a yid and a goy, so the halacha is that the yid has to take care of what he's asking. He's living in the house, so he has to make an erev, or he has to be mevatel. But what the yid does not help for the chelek a goy. The goy, you have to be seicher from the goy. So this whole svara that the Gemara says here in Rabbi Yochanan, that you can handle with the Yid, you don't have to handle with the Goy. Ma ma'arev, just like ma ma'arev, afilo schire v'lakita, you don't have to handle with the Goy. You could be ma'arev at the socher v'lokit. Rabbi Yochanan never said such a thing. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, la'aloche, that you have to be ma'arev, the Yid has to be ma'arev al tis chelik. But the chelik ha'akum is not taken care of through the Yid. The Goy has to be masked bazunda. So this whole thing doesn't make sense. The Yeshloima, emphatisvis, the Hossam Mayri, Sheshneim Shutfim Bebayis. The Yerushalmi is speaking about that both of them are Shutfim Bebayis. Yisrael Venochi. The Loihavi Kishiroi Ulakitoi Dahochem. This is not like Shiroi Ulakitoi. Now, this Taisvis needs a beer. He says Taisvis is explaining as follows. A socher v'lokit can make an erev. Two shutvim can't make an erev. Now, let us be mamtik the difficulty in Taisvis. The etzim halacha that Rashi and Taisvis hold, that if you have a bias that belongs to a goy, and you have a socher v'lokit ayit, so Rashi and Taisa Shita is, that this Yid makes Eruv Echatzeres and finished. The Raivet is Chaylik on Rashi. The Raivet holds, if you have a Goyish house, and you have a Yid Asocher Loket, so the Yid, you're Soicher from the Yid, the Rishu Sa'akum. That's what the Raivet holds. If the house belongs to a Goy, and you have a Yiddish Sachar V'loket, it's not different if you have a Yiddish Sachar V'loket, a Goyish Sachar V'loket, if the house belongs to the Goy, so the Sachar V'loket is maskir the Rishus Ha'akum to the Dairei HaChotzah. Now, the Lomdus between their Machloikis is as follows. The Machloikis is, what is the Lomdus of a Sachar V'loket? Rashi learned, as we mentioned before, that we said that since Diras Akum Loishma Dire, so we considered that, so who's the Daya, who's the Dor in this bias? The Socher V'Loket. And you look at the bank, he's the Balabas, he's the Socher V'Loket. La'alocha, we assume that the Yid is the Dor, the Goy, Diras Akum Loishma, so he's the Dor, so you have to handle with him, you handle with the Yid, you make a Ruvi Chatzeres. That's how Rashi learned Pshat. The Raivet learn pshat, Socher V'Loket doesn't make him, this is the Chamapecha, we make the Balabos, Golnisht, and the Socher V'Loket a Balabos. Chazal never did such a thing. Now the gather of Socher V'Loket is that the Socher V'Loket can make the transaction b'shlichus, even though the Bailam never made him a shliach, but he can do what the Bailam can do, he can do it for him. So Zuktach the Raivet, so if the owner of the house is a Goy, so what came on the Socher V'Loket is a Yid. I can make a Ruvi Chatzeres with the Yid because the transaction has to be with the owner of the Bayit. The owner is a Goy. No, he can do it for the Balabas. So therefore the Raivet holds that it's no different to the Socher V'Loket is a Goy or a Yid. The Socher V'Loket is a Goy or a Yid. You make, you Socher the Mokim from the Socher V'Loket. That's how the Raivet learns. So if the Ged of Schiro the Kita is Gidraya Shlichus, so then you Seicher it from the Yid. If the Ged of Sochev V'Loket is that he has a Din Bailim, so then he has a Din Bailim, so Memele, so if he has a Din Bailim, so then you can make a Ruvi Chatzeres with him. Now, Taisus had a kasha. Taisus found a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that if you have a Yid and a Goy living in a house, the Yid cannot take care of the Goy's chalik. The Yid is a mevatel, or the Yid makes a Ruvi Chatzeres, and the Goy is Maskez Rishus. So Taisus says, so you see that the Yid can't take care of the Goy's chalik. The Yeshloim and the Hosam Sheshneim Shutvim Babayis. They're speaking about both of them as Shutvim, Yisrael Venochi. Lehavik is Chirilikitai. So now we have to understand Tosfos is a pella. That means if Tosfos holds that Lamaisa Ayidish Socher, he could make a Ruvi Chatzeres with him. So Kolchoch, the Lomdis is not a Schiris Tikedin. Be a Schiris Tikedin, so it wouldn't help a Ruvi Chatzeres. So Kolchoch, Pshad is the Socher, well, look, it is a Din Bailam. So the guy is not a Bailam, he's the Bailam, and they make a Ruvi Chatzeres. So Tosfos says something which is Pilei Ploy. If he's a Socher, well, look, it, he has a Din Bailam. But if he's a Shutif, a real Shutif, then we have to buy them, and then we have to handle with the Goy Bazunda. So then the Teretz of Tosfos is a Pella. The Tosfos, it's Ibchem Istavre. A Shutif is Zichah better than a Shutif is Zichah better than a Socher Velokit. Nagavuche, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Tosfos Arosh, when they bring down the Yerushalmi, they say that Socher Velokit works out Shlichas. So then it's Taka Pella. So how does Shlichas work? How can it work for Shlichas? How can a Yid make a Ruvi Chatzeres? How can a Yid make a Ruvi Chatzeres if he's a Shlichem the Goy and the Goy pass Bechlanish Kemusik from a Ruvi Chatzeres? So the Stipler and Kilashakim and Simon Yazan, he wants to say Pshat and Tosfos, not the way we said till now. The Tosfos Taka learned it's a Shlichas to get in. But Pshat is as follows. Pshat is Schiroi Lekitoi is Pshat is like it becomes one big dire. It's a Yiddish Goyish dire. That's what it is. Now he becomes the Bailam. It becomes, the Socher Velokit, and the Goyish Bailam, let's see, the Lashon of the stipler is, Kasher Posich, it's Oiskemisht, Bediras Anochi Gam Diras Yisrael. Shahavi chelik midiras anochi. That means he's a sochel velokit of the goy. So it becomes one big dire. So it comes out the Yiddishkeit versus faran in the dire. So that is matir eruve chatzeres afilu the chelik of the akum. He's the chelik of the akum becomes niskasher through the diras Yisrael. To reckon it like a Diras Yisrael. Not the way we learned till now that the Iker Dor is this Yisrael. That Tosfos never learned that way. The Iker Dor is the Goy. But if in the Diras HaAkum, his Socher Velokit is also Dor, so you have in this Dire, someone who is a Bar Erev, so that Kasher's eyes that this whole dire could be Huter Ayideir Uvechatzeres. That's Dafke, if he's a Socher Velokit of the Goy, so it's considered one big dire. Masha ain't came by Shutvim, they're two different Dorim. So each one has a Chelik of the Bias. So then the dire sa Yisrael won't Kasher eyes the dire of the Yakum. So then you have to have, so then the Yisrael has to be Mevatel's Rishus to make an Erev, and the Goy has to be Maskir's Rishus. But oi yesh lechalik, dim yichet anochi li Yisrael, shohu schiroi ulekitoi cheder echot, shlo yuchal hanochi li shtamish boi, dava hashta hanochi mesulik me Yisrael, ואין יוכל לסלק הישרו בכי הגבן, לא אמרין נויסין אירובוי ודאיוי, בכי הגבן יקלוק מיהי די ירושלמי. Tosfos in the second Teretz, the Ganyakiv is Mavair as follows. Tosfos in the first Teretz held like this, that Schirei Velekitoi, whatever the case is, if he gave him a special room, Schirei Velekitoi is called one big dire. Shutvis, afilu, there's no Yichud Mokim is called two separate diras, even though they can use the whole area together. Shutvis is called two diras, and Schirei Lekitoi is called one dira. That's how, Afilu, the Sochel and Lokit has a Meyuchadik Mokim, which the guy can't use. But that's the Metzius of Schirei Lekitoi. Tosfos in the second Teretz says there's not the differences between Schirei Lekitoi and Shutvis. The difference is how the Seder Hadira is. If you'll have a Schirei Ulekitoi, that he was miyachad, one room for him, you live here, I can't come in, and you can't come another place, so memeil, that's called two different diras. So then the goy will have to be mishtatev. you'll be able to be seicher from the goy. If you'll have shutvis, which they all live together, so then you won't have to be maske from the goy. So the chilik is not between schir lekita and shutvis, the chilik is between how the seider hadir is, if they're living together or if they're living separately. There's a, that's Taisvis Teretz. There's a beautiful Teretz on this Yerushalmi from Rabbeinu Yaakov Mikinoin that the Taisvis Arosh and the Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz say. They say the Yerushalmi is speaking about another case in Gansu. The Yerushalmi, because we mentioned, the Yerushalmi says as follows, Yisrael v'nochim shayidorim v'bayis echot, tzorech Yisrael levatel v'hanochi lahaskir. So Rabbi Yaakov Mekinen says it is speaking about such. What does it say? Tzoch Yisrael Levatel. She says Tzoch Yisrael La'arev Anochi La'aske. What's it Levatel? So he says it is speaking about that he did not make an Erev Erev Shabbos. He did not make an Erev Erev Shabbos. He says if you are Gemara speaking about that you can go to the Goy and it's called they're living together in one house, so the Yid makes the Erev and Fartik and it helps for the whole house. So speaking about he didn't make an Erev Erev Shabbos. So now it is Shabbos. So he says if now it is Shabbos, so he says, so then the bittul of the God, of the Yid will not help on the Chelek HaAkel. And the Schiris of the Goy will not help on the Chelek HaYisrael. So he explains as follows. He says as follows. HaYisrael Shochach La'arav Erev Shabbos. The Schiris HaGoy Levad Einem Moyel Elalav Kiyah Diris HaGoy Shehi Gerua. So the Schiris takes off his Chelek. But the Schiris cannot help at all on the Diris Yisrael. The gambitul shall Yisrael loy mahani loy domi le erev the hay hashruyim bebayis echad erev echad lekulam avolim shakru veloy irvu tzorich kol echad beechad levatel reshusa. He says amoyre de kaloch, if you have five people living in one house and so the, you take one erev, it's all one big dira, you need one erev because it's a schus for all of them, so the erev of one helps for all of them. But if five people living in one house, in one, and they didn't make an Erev, he says, then you need all five to be mevatel their reshus to the rest of the Daira Yachotza. Because it's not a schus to be mevatel the reshus, forget, I'm losing out. So then everyone who is living in the chotzer has to be mevatel his reshus. So he says that that's pshat in the Yerushalmi. So you'd have five goyim living in one house, so then you could rent from one of them, and that'll help for all of them. Renting from a goy is equivalent than making an erev with a yid. If they all live in one room, one house, so memela is considered like one big dira. But bittul reshus has to be done by each one separately. So memela, that is pshat in the Yerushalmi. Agamo is speaking about if they made an erev, so the erev of the yid will zich help for the chelek ha'akam also. That's the din of schir lekita, which is a davar ha'muskim. Rabbi Yechon Yerushalmi is speaking about that they forgot to make an erev Shabbos. So then you need a heter of bittul and a heter of schiris.